Hey, I can't wait to start today's episode, episode 27. We are in Morning Minutes. My name is Lena. Welcome back. I hope you're having a great morning already. We're studying 1 Corinthians 7, 25 through 31 today. And I have called today's episode, Does Marriage Add to Your Stress in Life? Hope you're ready to listen up. We're about to apply biblical wisdom to everyday life. Let me start reading the verses. Verse 25 says, "Now concerning the betrothed, I have no command from the Lord, but I give my judgment as one who by the Lord's mercy is trustworthy. I think that in view of the present distress, it is good for a person to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be free. Are you free from a wife? Do not seek a wife. But if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a betrothed woman marries, she has not sinned. Yet those who marry will have worldly troubles, and I would spare you that. This is what I mean, brothers. The appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away." Does marriage add to your stress in life? The title of our episode today. Let us try to make some sense of these verses. Here are some thoughts. Number one, the reality is that married people will have more troubles than singles do, all right? That's a fact. And he says here, yet those who marry will have worldly troubles, and I would spare you that. So remember that back in that day, people wanted to be single. They thought it was easier and blessing to be single. And Paul had just gone through several verses talking about why singles should marry and how God has ordained marriage. One is not better than the other. One is just different than the other. But the reality is, and we'll see this tomorrow as well, that there are certain stresses that are unique to marriage and that life is harder when you're married. And many singles would take me to task with that, but I'd be willing to be taken to task. And some of it, I would say, look, this is God's word. Here's what he says, but also the practical nature of life. Have you seen a couple with teenagers? God help them. I mean, have you seen a couple with toddlers? God help them. That's besides the cost. That's besides the stress, man. If I just talked to a patient today who was going through some severe depression, and the trigger was yesterday he lost his job and he's got toddlers in the background. I saw them in the video, and his wife was putting the call for him. And singles, man, it's super stressful when we lose our job, but we just have to worry about me, myself, and I. And as hard as that is, again, there's just not the sense of a burden that you're putting on others. There's many layers to it, but I believe that's wisdom. The reality is that married people will have more troubles than singles do. Now, not a reason not to marry, but a reality. So does marriage add to your stress in life? Perhaps, and it's certainly if you're managing it in a godless fashion. So this is pragmatic and practical, and it is biblical according to Paul. So here's the other side of that is for better or for worse. Just because it adds stress, you might be married and you have more stress than a single person. It is what it is. Don't seek to be loosed from that marriage because, oh my gosh, I didn't want that stress. No, now apply biblical principles to your stressful marriage. And don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And I'm not just taking these, you know, biblical formulas and applying them. No, I'm talking about biblical wisdom, about taking God's word and understanding a God who loves you, who's going to help you in that stress. So that's number one. Number two, the reality is that marriage and its troubles can be avoided. How? Well, don't marry if you're single and you're worried about it and you have the ability not to continually fall into sexual sin, then don't marry. Now, you say, but I want to be married. Well, wait till tomorrow. We're going to talk about the advantages of singleness. And you're going to see that from a kingdom perspective, because this is what this section is talking about. It's talking about the bigger picture. We're not living just for this world. This world and its shape and form is passing away. And no matter what your end time philosophy is, there is an end time coming. And for the present form of this world is passing away is the last sentence in the section we read today. And I think that's the heart of it, which is it's all temporary anyway. So the reality is that marriage and struggles can be avoided. Though God works through marriage, life as a single is simpler. So maybe you choose not to be married. I'm 47, and in this stage of the game, that's sort of my path, as I find this is a simpler life, and I'm not sure I'll ever marry. Famous words, people say never say never, but for now, that's my plan. So though God loves marriage, life as a single is honorable too. And if you've missed that in the study of 1 Corinthians so far, then you've really missed it. Go back and read 1 Corinthians 7 from beginning to end. So number three, so we're talking about the reality is that married people will have more troubles than singles. It can be avoided. And number three, by the way, I'm not saying it should be avoided, but it can be avoided. Don't put words in my mouth. And number three, the reality is that marriage as we know it is eventually fading away. Again, worth repeating because I think it's the main idea here. When he talks about about living as though things weren't, you know, all of this, rejoice as though they were not married. So, you know, he gets into this, he finalizes it with a concluding sentence: for the present form of this world is passing away. Some things here in this world are passing away. People always want to know, well, what happens in, when I die? Am I going to, there's no marriage in heaven. Remember the man asked Jesus, like, you know, they gave him this challenging example of, I think it was a person who married and seven times and on it. Yeah, I don't, anyway, you can look that up. But Jesus says, you're foolish. You don't understand it. And when you die, things change and you live eternally. The relational relationships in heaven are different. Will you recognize people? Yes. Will it be different? Yes. And so I always sort of cynically used to say, you know, will there be sex in heaven? Like, what, you know, single people are gypped because here we do, you know, if you're single and you're living a godly life, you're not supposed to have sex, and you go to heaven, then there's no sex. And that shows our stupidity and our small brainness when we approach life that way, because we miss the beauty of heaven. We miss the beauty of Christ. And there are things that we can't even begin to imagine and comprehend that we're going to experience in heaven, that we have no idea, that we have not tasted of God to the degree that we have here on this earth, or that's coming in heaven. So some things here in this world are passing away. That is not a reason to mourn. That is a reason to rejoice. Some things in this world eat up our time, and some things are worth fighting for later. And so there are things that matter later, and holiness falls into that category, and praying for your unsaved loved ones falls into that category, and accepting the life that God has given you because of his goodness and the promise that you're going to see him some way falls into that category. So the reality is that marriage as we know it is eventually fading away. Listen, married or single, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I love you, and we will catch back up tomorrow.